You're listening to SBS News.
In a country renowned for its low crime rates, Japan's worst mass murder in nearly two decades has left the nation stunned. Offering his condolences on Twitter to Kyoto arson attack victims, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has described the tragedy as too appalling for words. Firefighters continued sifting through the charred remains of the Kyoto animation studio well into the night, and it was left to this fire department official to report the grim toll.
We found two people on the ground floor, 11 on the second floor, and 20 on the staircase from the third floor to the roof. So in total, we unfortunately confirmed the death of 33 people.
More than 70 people were in the building at the time. This man told the BBC he managed to rescue two women from the ground floor.
I saw them through a small window, he says. It looked like they were trapped in a toilet, so I managed to smash the window and pull them out.
Others spoke of the chaos as workers fled the building.
I saw people covered in blankets being led to ambulances, says this woman. Some of them looked like they had really bad burns.
As well as the dead, dozens have been seriously injured, 10 of them critically. One of those hospitalised is the 41-year-old suspect. It's alleged he shouted "die" as he doused the animation studio with fuel before setting it ablaze. The motive for the attack remains a mystery. Kyoto Animation is a well-renowned studio that produces popular movies and children's television shows. Heartbroken president of Kyoto Animation, Hideki Hatta, says staff had received chilling threats in the lead-up to the tragedy.
The company, including its sales division, had received threatening emails telling the people there to die. The subject line was always left blank, and Kyoto Animation consulted a lawyer each time.
Japanese media reports say the suspect may have set the fire at the front door, forcing people to try to find other exits and slowing their escape. It's Japan's deadliest mass murder since a deliberately lit Tokyo fire killed 44 in the city's entertainment district 18 years ago. For a country where crime is rare, it's been a shocking few months. The studio inferno comes less than 2 months after a knife-wielding man attacked a group of schoolgirls at a Kawasaki bus stop, killing two and injuring more than a dozen. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.